Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's Mike and George here to the top of the hour. Thank you for joining us. And we got Ryan Talbot here with us. Ryan Talbot, you can find him on Twitter at Ryan Talbot Bills. He's a Bills writer for New York Upstate and Bills Updates. And Ryan, first of all, thanks for joining the show. How are you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. So last time we talked to you, it was August, and we had conversations after the Sammy Watkins trade and having let Robert Woods just walk away, that they were punting the season. But you told us that in no uncertain terms, Sean McDermott was saying, absolutely not. We're just trying to get my guys in here, and we're trying to put the best team on the field that can help us win. And I think they were one of the surprise teams of the first half of the year. But unfortunately, the last couple of weeks, they've gotten steamrolled, especially defensively. They've gotten run over. So in reaction to the team getting run over, they benched the starting quarterback in favor of a rookie. So help me sort that out. What went into his decision?
Yeah, you know, there were a lot of things on both sides of the ball. Offensively, I don't think they've been very happy with Tyrod Taylor in terms of he seems to settle for dropping the ball off over and over again, and he doesn't really give his wide receivers a chance to win the contested catch. Now, this isn't all on Tyrod Taylor. The Bills have three starting wide receivers in Zay Jones, Jordan Matthews, and Kelvin Benjamin who struggled to create separation. So that's a problem. When Tyrod's holding onto the ball, he doesn't like to anticipate. He wants to wait until they're open, and that's very tough with that trio of wide receivers. So as he's waiting and it's not happening, he ends up dropping it off to Mike Tolbert or LeSean McCoy or just someone out in the flat. And I think that was frustrating the coaching staff. But at the same time, as I was saying, that's not on all on Taylor. It's going to be interesting. You know, Taylor showed improvement this year in terms of staying in the pocket, keeping his eyes up, not running at the first sign of pressure. He also prevented many sacks with his athleticism. And you're not going to see Nathan Peterman have the same success in that regard. But you're going to see Peterman get the ball out faster. You're going to see him target the wide receivers more. You know, it was in mop-up duty last week, and obviously the Saints weren't playing the same type of defense. It's probably more of a prevent. But he did target his wide receivers. He was getting the ball out quickly. So I think they want to see, what do we have in Nathan Peterman? Because I was listening before the break. You know, this isn't a Super Bowl team by any means. Tyrod Taylor isn't going to be back next year. That's pretty apparent at this point. So with the Bills having five picks in the first three rounds of the draft, do they have to package those picks to move up to get a quarterback of the future? Or can they wait until the second or third round and use one of those picks to get a quarterback, but also address linebacker, defensive line, wide receiver, and some of their other needs with those first few picks instead?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest question we're all wondering here. I think we all realize that, you know, Tyrod Taylor is probably gone. Peterman gets a 6-7 game more addition to see what he can do. And then the Bills will have fun during next year's draft. As far as tomorrow's game is concerned, since we're a fantasy-friendly show here, LeSean McCoy, is this a LeSean McCoy game? LeSean McCoy left, LeSean McCoy right, LeSean McCoy up the middle. What are we expecting tomorrow?
Oh, I'm expecting a lot of LeSean McCoy tomorrow, especially because Mike Tolbert's out for the game. Not that Mike Tolbert's been a great handcuff for McCoy by any means, but the backup's going to be Travaris Cadet, who was brought in about 2 weeks ago. So McCoy's going to be in there early and often. He's going to be very involved in the run game, and he will be involved in the pass game. I think they know that the Chargers' defensive line is a major strength, so I think that some of the game plan in the passing game is going to be screen passes, getting it out quickly to McCoy. So I think in terms of running the ball and receiving, he's going to have a pretty big game.
You know, you brought up a couple of interesting points when you were talking about Taylor. Look, when you look at some of his metrics, people will tell you, well, Tyrod's been pretty accurate, and it's at 64%, and he's got 10 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. But I think where people lose sight of it is that, as you said, he's basically not throwing some balls that he should. He should be getting the ball out to receivers at a greater rate, and he'll maybe freelance and run or do some other things instead of helping his receivers fight for it. In addition to that, They are 30th in the league in turnover percentage, meaning nearly 7% of their drives are ending in turnovers. So while their overall turnover number isn't huge, they've turned the ball over a fair amount of times considering how much they have it. Now, I bring all this up to ask you, can Peterman let somebody like Benjamin fight for it? Can he let somebody like Jordan Matthews fight for it? I think the tough part for Taylor is that with Matthews and Benjamin, those guys play in a phone booth, and is this going to help a rookie quarterback to try to fit it into tight windows?
You know, that's a great question, but I will say that one of Peterman's strengths was his accuracy in training camp and in the preseason. I think he can. He made a few tight window passes. There's one against the Saints where I don't know if he just missed the defensive player coming in. I mean, it could have gone for an interception, but somehow he just missed it and he completed a pass. He's going to take those chances. And I think the coaching staff is okay with saying, okay, he's going to make some rookie mistakes. There's going to be a few passes where some seasoned veterans are going to read the route and maybe pick it off. But at the same time, he is going to try to get the ball to Jordan Matthews in the slot, try to get it to Zay Jones in a tight situation, and throw the jump ball up to Kelvin Benjamin. Now, Taylor didn't have much time with Benjamin. They only had one game. But other than the first drive, he kind of went away from Benjamin right after that. So it can be frustrating. The wide receivers haven't shown any frustration or said anything about it. But I think this is a good opportunity for them as well as for Nathan Peterman going forward.
What are we looking at with the Bills wide receiver core? I mean, you traded Sammy Watkins, you got a second round pick, and then you trade for Benjamin, giving up a third and a seventh. You know, you trade for Jordan Matthews as well. Is this all sort of let's put everything in a pot and see how it mixes together sort of season here for the wide receiver core?
It almost seems like it because, again, the type of wide receivers they're bringing in are curious, as there's not one person that can stretch the field or create that separation. So I'm not sure what their plan was here. It's hard for me to envision Jordan Matthews sticking around after this year. You know, 22 receptions through 8 games. That has to be a little bit frustrating on his end, being pretty involved in the slot in Philadelphia before this. Kelvin Benjamin will be around next year. Zay Jones will be around. But I think that if Peterman shows enough here in his 7-game audition, one of those first-round picks has to go to a wide receiver that can create separation, that can keep defenses honest. And you don't expect a lot out of rookie wide receivers in their first seasons, but you have to get someone that can complement what they already have here going forward.
What is interesting for tomorrow's game against the Chargers in L.A., is that Zay Jones, Charles Clay, Jordan Matthews, Kelvin Benjamin, all healthy. It's been a while since we could say that.
Yeah, it seems like that he's going to have, Nathan Peterman will have a full complement of weapons at his disposal, even to a lesser extent, Nicole Leary. Nicole Leary's had an under-the-radar season, not in terms of fantasy, yeah, but in terms of being a reliable guy that can find those pockets in the defense, get open, and if you can get it to him, he's going to catch it 9 times out of 10. So he's going to have all the weapons. Oh, go ahead.
He's actually been fantasy relevant, Ryan, because there's been so many injuries at the position. O'Leary's been a guy that in deeper leagues you can pick up. And to your point, he's been pretty reliable.
Oh, without a doubt. Now with Clay back, though, I'm not sure if I'll say that as much because Clay is their number one tight end. And he was having a nice start to his season before he went down with an injury in the Bengals game. So I'm not sure if both of them will be relevant going forward. But they're going to see their targets. The tight end is a focal point of Rick Dennison's offense. It's something that will still get targeted a lot. And a rookie quarterback, you know, sometimes the tight end can be your best friend.
Absolutely. Most quarterbacks love the big target over the middle. Now, you mentioned earlier you think they need a wide receiver in the draft next year. They traded Marcell Dareus, Buffalo got themselves sort of out of salary cap hell there. Is there a big player or a big positional need in free agency that you see the Buffalo Bills addressing now that they have some extra salary cap room?
You know, there's no shortage of positions that they could address. I know that's kind of a vague answer, but you look, I'll kind of go across the board here. Look at offensive guard. They don't like John Miller in this system. They're starting Vlad Dacosta over him, who is a career journeyman. You have Richie Incognito, who's getting up there in age, so that's a position you probably need to address. Cordy Glenn, they might end up parting ways with him. Deion Dawkins has actually been pretty solid as a rookie this year, in my opinion. but you still have Jordan Mills on the other side. So the offensive line could see a major overhaul. Defensive tackle absolutely needs to get addressed. You know, they just got rid of Jarrell Worthy to bring in DeAndre Coleman. They're looking for that big guy that can kind of take up space. Mike Waffle was talking about gap integrity these last two games being the key issue. And especially against the Saints, saying it seemed like every defensive lineman was out of place at times, and so they couldn't simply yank one player off the field. But you have Kyle Williams, who's up there in age. You really don't have a replacement, in my opinion, for Marcell Dareus on this current roster. And Shaq Lawson's been great against the run, but you might want to get another defensive end in there as well, because Jerry Hughes has been a little bit on the inconsistent side. All three linebackers, the current starting linebackers, may be gone. Preston Brown's a free agent. Lorenzo Alexander, he started off the year pretty well, but he's missed some tackles, missed some plays here in the last few weeks. And then Ramon Humber's a free agent. I do think Matt Milano will take one of those three spots. He's played pretty well when he's been in the lineup. But you could get at least two new linebackers there. So going across the board, there's a lot of positions the Bills could address in the free agency and the draft.
Yeah, good stuff from Ryan Talbot. He's a Bills writer for New York Upstate. And at Bills Updates, you can find him on Twitter at Ryan Talbot Bills. I'm going to ask you two very rapid-fire questions. Do the Bills make the playoffs? Yes or no?
No.
And do they draft a quarterback in the first round?
I'm going to say no on that one as well. Too many teams needing quarterbacks early on.
Good stuff. Thanks, Ryan. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll be back after this on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.